Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Para sa maraming Australian, ang bahay ay parang work in progress. Laging may inaayos o pinapaganda. Minsan, simpleng pinturang bago lang o kaya'y bonggang ayos sa likod bahay. Uso talaga ang DIY o do-it-yourself renovations. Ito yung sariling sikap na pag-aayos nang hindi na kumukuha ng profesional. Ayon kay Kribashini Hanon, isang batikang building at development manager, DIY renovator at founder ng Build Play Live, patuloy pa raw lumalakas ang trend na ito dito sa Australia.
There is this sort of culture that you can just get in and do it. And a lot of people will tackle DIY renovations themselves. I think that as a trend, given the cost of construction at the moment and the cost of hiring a builder, that people are going to turn more to DIY renovations.
Bago pa magsimula ang kahit DIY project, malaki man o maliit, laging tandaan, bago ang lahat, gawing prioridad ang kaligtasan. Kasama dyan ang pagsusuot ng tamang protective gear at pag-aaral kung paano ligtas gamitin ang tools. Pero hindi lang yan, dapat alam mo rin kung may delikadong materyales sa bahay mo. Dito sa Australia, isa sa bawat tatlong bahay ay may asbestos. Ito'y isang mineral na posibleng magdudulot ng cancer kapag naistorbo at nalanghap ang alikabok nito. Sabi ni John Botti mula sa Asbestos Education Committee, ang mga bahay na itinayo bago mag-1990 ang pinaka-nanganganib na may asbestos. Kaya bago mo bakbakin ang pader o kisame, siguraduhin mong ligtas ito.
Typically, you'd be looking at your eaves, your wet areas, your bathrooms and your kitchen and your laundries, potentially your flooring as well and those packers. We need to keep in mind that the prohibition of asbestos in Australia didn't come into effect until the 31st of December 2003. So any building products up to that date there may have contained asbestos, but we know that generally as a rule of thumb, we use that 1990 date.
May humigit kumulang 3,000 na klase ng materyales sa konstruksyon na maaring may asbestos. Ayon kay Botti, hindi naman agad delikado ang asbestos kung hindi ito ginagalaw. Pero kapag pinutol, binutasan o nabasag, maaari itong maglabas ng napakaliit na hibla sa hangin na delikado kapag nalanghap. Kaya kung di ka sigurado kung may asbestos ang parte ng bahay na aayusin mo, mas mabuting magtanong muna sa eksperto kaysa malagay sa peligro.
But if you're doing DIY work where you're going through and drilling or cutting or breaking the sheeting or the asbestos-containing material, what can happen is that mechanical disturbance will disturb the material itself, causing the asbestos fibers to become really small. So we're talking about these microscopic fibers. They will get into the air and ultimately get into your lungs because you'll breathe that in.
Gamitin ang checklist sa asbestosawareness.com.au para matukoy kung may posibleng asbestos sa bahay mo. Kung may duda ka, huwag mo nang pangunahan. Mas ligtas kung ipasuri ito sa isang lisensyadong eksperto. Mas mabuting sigurado kaysa magsisi sa huli.
They'll collect samples of the material, send that to another accredited laboratory, and they'll be able to tell you, yes, there is asbestos, or they know there isn't asbestos. And if there is asbestos, they'll make some recommendations on what you can do. So generally, if it can stay in situ, you can encapsulate it, such as with a paint or something like that. If it needs to be removed as part of your work, you'll need to engage a licensed asbestos removal contractor.
Dapat mo ring bantayan ang lead-based paint o pinturang may tingga. Karaniwan ito sa mga lumang bahay. Delikado ito, lalo na kung nagbabalat na ang pintura. Pati ang alikabok, huwag ding baliwalain. Maaari rin itong magdala ng harmful particles. Kaya kung nagre-renovate ka, siguraduhing maayos ang bintilasyon at may suot kang proteksyon.
control the dust at the source as much as you can and go get yourself a respirator or a disposable mask and ensure you're wearing that during any demolition works and ensure that you're washing your hands and face appropriately before you go and eat or drink because you've got that risk of inadvertent ingestion as well. Typically, if you're working with paints as well, you don't want to be sanding some paint and then going and eating your sandwich because then you're going to be ingesting lead potentially.
Sunod naman ang permits at lisensya. Magkakaiba ang mga patakaran depende sa estado o teritoryo mo. Kaya mahalagang kumonsulta mula sa local building authority o sa inyong local council. Ang mga gawaing elektrikal tulad ng pag-install ng wiring o saksakan, dapat lang gawin ng lisensyadong electrician. Para sa simpleng plumbing, gaya ng pagkabit ng washing machine o pagpapalit ng showerhead, pwede mo nang gawin mag-isa. Pero kung mas komplikado, tulad ng pag-install ng gas appliances o pag-aayos ng drainage, kailangan mo na ng lisensyadong tubero.
Because these trades are self-certified and they also have the right insurances, something does go wrong and they're technical. They require you to work out, technical calculations about water flow and buy the right valves and have the right tools. It can end up costing you a lot more than you expected if you don't have the right tools to do the job.
Kailangan mo din ng building o planning permit para sa malalaking pagbabago o renovations, gaya ng pagtanggal ng structural walls, paggawa ng extension o pagtatayo ng malaking deck. Maaaring nakakatukso na huwag kumuha ng permit para makatipid sa oras at pera. Pero maaaring magdulot ito ng seryosong problema. Sabi ni Hannon, maaari kang pagmultahin, paggawang muli ang ginawa mong trabaho o malagay sa panganib ang kaligtasan ng iyong pamilya.
Most importantly, you don't want to encounter the risk of something failing. And you do hear about some horror stories about structures and works that have gone wrong where people have not done the right thing. And they can be quite severe. Most of the time we see that people have done DIY renovations, they haven't done the waterproofing correct, or they haven't prepared their subfloor properly. And within a couple of years, you've got mold, you've got timber rot, and you're having to replace everything that you've done.
Si Geneva van der Zeel ay isang DIY expert mula sa Brisbane. Nagsimula ang kanyang hilig sa DIY noong inayos niya ang kanyang lumang cottage.
We renovated our whole house about 7 or 8 years ago, but obviously over time you'd like to make updates and make changes, and obviously there's wear and tear. So basically we redid the whole kitchen, but we just kind of used what was there and reimagined it. So we repainted all the cupboards, we refinished the bench tops, we added new shelves, and we basically made it look completely new and fresh, but we didn't add that much new things in.
Isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit maraming tao ang pumipili ng DIY ay para makatipid ng pera. Pero pinaalalahanan ni van der Zeel na mabilis ding lumobo ang gastos. Kung bago ka pa sa DIY, magsimula sa maliliit na gawain tulad ng pagpipinta ng kwarto o pag-aayos ng flat pack cupboard at unti-unting palawakin ang inyong mga kakayahan mula doon. Nagbigay si Hannah ng halimbawa kung paano unti-unting matutunan ang pagtatiling sa sahig ng banyo. Kung bago ka pa sa DIY, magsimula sa maliliit na gawain tulad ng pagpipinta ng kwarto o pag-aayos ng flat pack cupboard at unti-unting palawakin ang inyong mga kakayahan mula doon. Nagbigay si Hannah ng halimbawa kung paano unti-unting matutunan ang pagtatiling sa sahig ng banyo.
Now, to do that job, to tile your floor, you need to know how to set out your tiles. If you set them out wrong, the tiles are not going to look correct. So we get this cost of mistakes. If you do that wrong the first time, it's very hard to wind it back. So you need to know certain things about setting up your job. You need to have the right tools. You need to hire a tool cutter. You need to get the grout. You need to buy the spacers. You need to have a laser level to make sure it's straight. And so there's all these sort of things that if you haven't done it before, again, start small. Maybe you tile a little table. Buy a table and tile it and learn how to do it first before you tackle the bathroom floor.
Ano man ang antas ng iyong kasanayan, may proyekto na bagay sa iyo. Hinihikayat ni Van der Zeel ang lahat na subukan. Hinihikayat ni Van der Zeel, hinihikayat ni Van der Zeel, hinihikayat ni Van der Zeel ang lahat na subukan ang DIY.
It's just really useful to remember that you don't have to be a pro to get started with DIY. I think mistakes are really part of the learning process, and starting with smaller projects or starting with those painting projects, those simple projects will really help you hone your skills and make you feel a lot more confident.
Mag-subscribe o i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast para sa mahalagang impormasyon at mga tips tungkol sa pagsisimula ng bagong buhay sa Australia. May mga tanong ka ba o ideya para sa mga paksa? Mag-email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Audrey Bourget na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.